I now call the meeting of the Department of Clubs and Organizations to order on Thursday, September 28, 2017, at 8:12 a.m. in the Joe Carly Student Union, room 324. We'll now move on to two roll call.
Director Desmaria.
Present.
Funding Manager Batar.
Absent, excused.
Club Commissioner Adams.
Tardy, excused.
Club Commissioner Gomez.
Present.
Club Commissioner Hickman.
Present.
Club Commissioner McNeil.
Absent, excused.
Club Commissioner Raquel.
Present.
Club Commissioner Wayne.
Present.
Awesome. Is quorum present?
Yes, quorum present.
I will now move on to three, public comment. Is there any public comment?
No.
Right. Seeing none, we'll move on to four, policy procedures administrative actions. We'll hear 4A1. Commission will hear the following funding requests for Theta Chi fraternities on campus application. Could you guys give us your name and position in the club?
David Castasia, philanthropy chairman.
Daniel Connor, president.
Commissioner Hickman.
I got a proxy email.
Oh, perfect. Awesome. Are you guys ASM elected or appointed officials in student government?
No.
Okay. Could you tell us more about this event?
JIDA Chi is a 2-day event starting tomorrow and Saturday. Our event on Friday is unlimited porta subs at the Joe Crowley. And our event on Friday is an obstacle course boot camp event where we have fraternities and sororities competing against each other.
Okay. Awesome. What do you guys think of the application? Commissioner Hickman?
I move to add non-food item line 5 as generator quantity 2, unit price $20.
Is there a second? Second by Commissioner Raquel. Is there a discussion of the motion? Seeing none, we'll move on to vote. All in favor say aye.
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 Against? Abstentions? Motion carries. All right, Commissioner Hickman.
I move to approve Theta Chi's on-campus application in the amount of $1,856.51.
Is there a second? Second by Commissioner Raquel. Is there a discussion of the motion? Commissioner Raquel?
Is there 40% good?
So we would need to look at that.
We're checking.
Yeah, we can go and check.
Rachel. Wayne.
Actually, yeah. I'll go to Central Station and pick up the values. All right. Hold on. I can't leave the room. Would any of you guys go to Central Station? Wait, James, am I allowed to leave the room? Since I'm the one chairing the meeting. Should I pass the gavel?
Yeah, pass the gavel. Yeah.
Okay. I pass the gavel to Commissioner Hickman.
Oh.
All right, so I'll be back.
Why I feel so important.
I love mornings, do you guys?
Glad somebody likes it.
Commissioner Raquel.
Do we need a t-shirt?
Do we what?
Do we need a t-shirt?
On their original thing, It says it's there. Do you guys have a proof, like a design of the t-shirt?
Yeah. Well, okay. I submitted it and everything. Actually, I sent everything to Patrick. But I do have a proof if you need it.
Let me see if I can get it here. Oh, not that one. If you have it, that would be good.
Yeah, I do. I'll pull it up real quick.
There you go. Oh. Take off there. Oh, perfect. And did you guys check with the Wolf Shop?
Yeah.
Okay.
They already have a written letter saying that they could beat the price.
Awesome. Oh, sorry.
Go for it. And the AC Hood logo is already on there.
You guys are on top of it. I pass the gavel back to Director De Simaro.
I walk back into the room at 8:21 a.m. Commissioner Adams walks into the room at 8:21 a.m. Yeah, so they have enough for their 40%.
Correct.
All right. We're in discussion, right?
Yeah.
Is there any more discussion? Oh, Commissioner Adams, so since you weren't here for the hearing of the application, you would have to abstain.
Okay.
Yep. seeing no more discussion, we'll now move on to vote. All in favor say aye.
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 Against? Abstentions?
Me. Aye.
Boy. there you go. That works. Awesome. Congratulations. You said you're going to be spending this today, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. All right. Sounds good. It's going to be updated right now, so just submit a credit card request and get that as possible. Let us know if you have any problems with that.
I believe our treasurer already submitted a credit card.
Oh, super. Yeah. That makes it even better. You'll get it faster.
Cool.
Awesome.
So when can we pick it up?
Hopefully like soon. I'll upload it right now and just talk with Central Station then.
Okay.
When is your event?
Tomorrow.
Oh, it's tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully you can pick up the credit card probably like an hour after this.
Cool. Am I allowed to pick it up or does the president and treasurer have to?
I think it's just the president and treasurer.
Okay, so. That's fair.
Awesome. Happy day, guys.
Thank you guys so much for doing this.
Yeah, really no problem.
I know it wasn't the most organized event, but
yeah,
it's
all
whatever it does to take philanthropy and help people.
Yeah, for sure.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Also, Rachel hung up. in case that matters for
minutes.
Rachel hung up, in case that matters for minutes or anything.
Well, now we have four.
We have four.
Awesome. All right, so we'll now move on to 11, staff reports. Dr. B, do you have something?
Yeah, so I wanted to talk to you guys a little bit about funding for jerseys out of what you guys call campus events. I know your policy manual's changed and things are a little bit more loose now. I'm struggling with finding out with determining how that was a good decision. And no one's expecting the commission to be perfect, right? But so originally when there were tiered events, there were reasons, historically speaking, there were reasons why certain amounts of money were put in there, right? The higher amount of money was because it should be engaging a larger amount of students. So back when it was called Tier 1, they were events that were on campus, but it was meant to bring hundreds and hundreds of students together. That's why the dollar number was so big, right? You can throw an event for 100 people, right, with $100 or $150, which would be now what you guys call your operations tier. When you're funding jerseys for people to wear to be able to operate in the activity that they're doing, that should be operations. It shouldn't be an off-campus event, right? Well, going to a rugby game can be fun. The on-campus, or what was Tier 1, was meant to engage students to lead to retention and graduation. So it would be things like NACLAMP, right, where they've got a bunch of bouncy houses out there and they have any students can come and participate and be part of it. Or they'd be throwing like a big concert or something. For regular sports games that are happening, it's my opinion, and you don't have to do this, but it's my opinion, that should all come out of operations. Because it is specifically allowing them to operate as a club, right? What's gonna happen now with this is the floodgate open, right? Now the honors program is gonna come to you for on-campus events to buy their pins for their members. It's no different than buying a jersey, right? It's specifically for members. And they can just say, well, our pinning ceremony is going to be open to all students. But let's be honest, what students really want to go to a pinning ceremony that they're not part of, except for the friends that people participate, which is what's going to happen with our club sports, right? So I would encourage you, you've opened the door now, so in order not to, you know, the precedent is set, I would encourage you to put a line in there, kind of rectifying that so people can't do it in the future. The club's navigating the system the best they can, but I would see it as just taking advantage of that Tier 1 funding. So when we look at it, that's why when clubs, what it used to be Tier 3, I don't know what you guys call it now, it's probably lumped under on-campus events.
Yeah, it's lumped under.
But the reason for that was, so it would be for leadership or whatever within clubs. So if the business student council wanted to pay a TED Talk person to come, right? It might be $1,000 or $2,000, but we know mostly only their club members were gonna attend, right? So their engagement and retention wasn't very high. So all of your money, when it was originally created by the club commissioners, was created that way, it was scaffolded off how much retention and graduation it would cost. The whole reason you guys have that big lump where someone can get $4,000 was to alleviate the programming board. It's the whole reason the club commission was built, was to alleviate the programming board of holding $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 events. They should be holding Biggest Little Festivals that bring 4,400 students, Pancake Break Feats that bring 5,000 students. The Tier 1, which you guys now call on-campus events, was meant to create that gap, right? We know clubs have events where they include all their club members, and if you're Tri-Delt, that means 200 people. If you're the craft club, it might mean 10 people. That the original Tier 1, the purpose of it was to create events to engage students on campus, right? Because there's no research that says if you engage students in downtown Reno, it's gonna help lead to retention and graduation, right? And let's be honest, this is Reno. Reno's already doing that. Every weekend there's something that students can get engaged in. So I think by funding jerseys for a sports club, it's not what that was intended for. And if you guys want to change the intent, that's your business, but be purposeful about it, right? Come up with reasons and research why. But I think now you've opened the door, and what they're going to argue is, well, you let Tri-Delt buy shirts. That's true, but they buy like 400 shirts and hand them out to whatever students want them, right? And what they're trying to do is get them engaged in the club. By buying jerseys, the rugby team is not recruiting people to their team. they're actually providing people that are already engaged with clothing that allows them to operate within their league. So I just want to come by and say that. It's not a big chastisement. It's we all learn stuff. We all move forward. I just think that there should be a line in the policy that stipulates kind of what that on campus is for, which would alleviate such confusion in the future when new commissioners come in. And that's what happens is we have these institutional knowledge and historical data that goes back, and then we change the wording of things, and that sort of gets lost from commission to commission because government members roll over every year. There's always one or two, but their institutional knowledge is only a year or two long, right? Not 10 years long since it was. Anyways, I just want to come by and say that. I don't think it was anything terrible, or you know what I mean, but I think it's something that does need to be rectified before these floodgates open. Because if you do that, there's no point in having the operations. Everyone will just go straight to the $4,000 pile of money and say, well, if they can buy jerseys, why can't we buy stuff for our car? We're going to build it on campus. We're going to race it in Michigan, but which won't engage any of our students. But we're going to build it on campus, so it's on campus, right? So defining what on campus means, and it might just be that the event is on campus and it's open to students to participate. Students don't participate in the rugby game when they're watching it. They just watch it. Does that make sense? And people are going to say, well, students don't participate when we have a speaker. They don't, but it's education, right? It's an educational opportunity and they're learning from it. Students aren't learning from rugby when they go watch it, unless they're desirous to play rugby. But there's no proof that being desirous to play rugby leads to retention or graduation. And that's what all this funding is really for, right? In its essence, this whole pile of money, it's why the president gives it to this department, is to help create retention and graduation. How do we connect students to campus to keep them here, to make them feel part of it? Thanks.
Awesome. Thank you, Doug. Commissioner Adams?
So then would you recommend that we change the funding policy manual and then try and get that approved in the Senate?
Okay. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. And I don't think you can go back and take this back from the organization that you awarded it to. Technically, you could. You could have a meeting and say that you've discussed it and you're still going to get the funding, but we're moving it to operations for these reasons. But I think a better thing to do is go, wow, what we've realized is that there was a hole in the policy and we need to patch that. And I'm not about writing policy for policy's sake because it does tie things down. But when you run into something like this, they can make a plausible argument, right?
Yeah.
There's a, because of the name on campus, let's be honest, why would anyone use any other tier? Well, they're going to use operations because they don't have to raise any money, right? But that's a $4,000 pot of money that they can tap into for any reason because it's just called on campus. So I think it needs to be a little bit better defined.
Yeah. Yep. Thank you, Dr. Beattie. And so for me personally, I'm not advocating for one side or another because I encourage you guys to make the decision as a body. However, I do advise you guys to think critically with regards to any situation and really dig deep into a specific application if you believe that it might potentially be an issue. And this is especially true during commissioner review as well, where if you're reviewing something and you potentially notice that this could be a problem in the application, put it in the internal notes. It doesn't have to be a specific quantity or unit change only. It can be, you know, notes like that. I know that the club was specifically trying to pressure the commission. This is specifically talking about women's rugby. That's the application that James was talking about. I know the club was trying to pressure for on campus, but it's really about, you know, striking that good balance between listening to the club and allocating for like something good like that, or whether like the policy wouldn't necessarily be compromised as a result of what is happening. Again, I personally don't advocate for one way or another because it's your guys' decision that you made. But I just advise you guys to think critically with any decision. Commissioner Hickman.
So is this something that like we can put something in the funding manual? Like I know there's probably like a definition of on campus, but like expand it to include like what Dr. Beattie said, like the on campus retention of students, like engaging people.
Yeah, you can actually edit anything in the policy manual, but we just have to push it through Senate, make the motion, all that stuff. So Commissioner Wang had a good rule of thumb, 5 changes, I think. I think that's definitely valid. But that's, I think in the SAS we're also required, I don't know if it's a SAS or if it's the funding policy, but we're actually mandated as a department to have at least one policy change every year. We already had one through the SAS, but I mean, you know, it doesn't hurt to have a lot of those. Commissioner Hickman?
I think the five is a good rule of thumb, but I think this is something that, like Dr. Beatty said, we need to like fix as soon as possible so that clubs don't take advantage of it. I feel like with that club, we did the like one instance only type of thing, but
okay.
I can't recall last
weekend.
Yeah,
so essentially, I also had a conversation with Dr. Beatty about this before. He's basically stressing that a precedent is binding in the sense that clubs will hold you accountable to it. At least that was my interpretation of what he said. However, we don't have to believe that a precedent is 100% going to be the decision that's always going to be made. There will be certain exceptions, there'll be specific circumstances in each situation, and there's a reason that the voting body of the commission exists. If you guys were just robots that were just followed, that just ran applications through a program and saw if it fit the criteria, then the commission wouldn't need to be here. We would all just be robots processing applications. And something like this, you can take on it by case-by-case situation and choose to deny a club based on, you know, the situation that happened. So that's up to your guys' discretion with any funding application. So my personal opinion with this is that a policy change doesn't need to happen as soon as possible, but if you guys want to have one, then you can have it pass through. It's not something that's absolutely crucial. Maybe anything else? Awesome, so we'll now move on to 12, public comment. Is there any public comment? Commissioner Adams?
Sorry, I was late.
No, it's fine. This was such an impromptu meeting anyway, and yeah. See no more public comment. I'll move to item 13, adjournment. I'm seeking a motion to adjourn this meeting at 8:35 a.m. Commissioner Hickman?
So moved.
Is there a second? Second by Commissioner Adams. Is there a discussion to motion? Seeing none, we'll have a vote. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Against? Abstentions? Motion carries. I now adjourn this meeting at 8:35 a.m.
Perfect.